Hey, baby.
What are you doing? Oh, I thought you were studying. That's what you told me last. I'm just working. Baby, that was 5 minutes ago. Yes, it was. No, an hour did not go by. It probably felt like an hour. Yeah, I know. I'm not going to tell you you have to study. Because I didn't have to. Because you should want to do it yourself. It's true. No, I mean, I could tell you, and I could be annoying, and I could make you go back and study. But are you going to really learn anything from that? No, the answer is no, you wouldn't. Because you have to find it in yourself to want to study. Take me, for example. I never wanted to study. But only when I realized I had to study did I start studying, and then I did. And I've been studying every day since. While I was in school, and then afterwards I never had to study ever again. But that's why you go to school, so you can study and then never have to do it ever again. But if you don't study, then you're going to have to spend the rest of your life studying, basically. That's true. That's the part they don't tell you. 1,000,000%. I'm not joking. Yeah, I mean, you can decide not to study and you can see what happens. I can only tell you what I know. And what I know is if you don't study now, you'll be studying for the rest of your life. And that will suck. Because if you think studying right now is bad, and it's stuff that you can, like, slightly care about, imagine when it's stuff you just don't care about at all. That's why you study now, so you have choices and opportunities, so you don't have to study things you really don't care about. And you can only study things you really care about. Baby, I hated math, which isn't fair, because, you know, we shouldn't hate math. Math's actually super important for, like, life. But, oh my god, as a student of math, I did not like it. When I was young, maybe it was the way math was taught, I don't know. But all I know is I did not like math class. I did not like any of my math teachers. I think I liked them as people, I just didn't like them as math teachers. But just no one, there's only one teacher that really, like, spoke to me about math, and that was algebra, and I loved algebra. Still love algebra to this day. There's just something about, like, solving for X, I just love it. Don't love it when you have to solve for multivariables, like quadratic equation. Oh my god. Nightmares. But, you know, just, like, basic fifth grade algebra, loved it. After that, not so much. But, even though I hated it, and even though I took statistics, like, 4 different times... I inevitably studied and passed that class because I had to. Because not passing statistics means I didn't get a college degree. I needed that college degree so I can get a job. And here I am, with a job and a college degree. And also not studying statistics anymore. Haven't even looked at statistics. You show me your quadratic equation right now, and I will struggle to solve it. But I still have my degree, and I passed that class years ago. So see, this is why you study. So that you should never, ever have to study ever again. Or because you, like, actually fundamentally care about the subject and want to know more. But if that's not the reason, just do it so you don't have to study anymore, babe. Because once you pass it, I promise me, like, unless it's, like, reading or some kind of question about two trains leaving from two disparate times, you're trying to, like, find out what time they arrive somewhere. Because you actually end up doing that more often than you think. Not really with planes, trains, more with planes, you know. You're like, oh, God. I get on a 2:15 flight from Charlotte, and I land in Atlanta at 9:17. But, at the same time, a United flight leaves LAX, going to Dallas-Fort Worth. What time do I need to leave Atlanta, knowing Atlanta is only 3 hours away from Dallas-Fort Worth, to connect with my LAX flight while it does its round trip from LAX to Dallas-Fort Worth? And then you have to, like, figure that out, because that's... I mean, not anymore, because we have, you know... Is it Trivago? I don't know. There's, like, 1,000,000 other things now, so you don't have to really worry about planning connections. But once upon a time, you did. You have to, like, actually know stuff to figure out when you need to connect in Dallas. Or you could just ignore that and make a lot of money, and then you can just fly direct everywhere. And then you never have to worry about connections or math. Long story short, baby, you just need to go back and study. I know it sucks, and I know you don't want to. This was your break. Me just being annoying at you. This was your break. I hope you enjoyed it. No, this was not the break you wanted. Come here. I love you. I know this is really shitty and it's really hard. I get it. It was when I did it. It will be this way when you do it. It will continue to be this way when our kids do it. School wasn't made to be easy. It was made to be like... I mean, it's education's not meant to be easy. You're supposed to challenge yourself. You're supposed to be pushed. If it was easy, then are you really learning anything? Obviously not. And I know it sucks, because no one wants to spend these wonderful, wonderful Saturday nights just, like, hunched over a book and reading stuff. But that's the only way to make it so you don't ever have to do it again. Like, if that's what you have to think to get out of it, then be my guest. Because that's what it did for me. You know, I just thought, I never want to do this ever again. That's how I got through statistics. I was not doing it a fifth time. And sometimes it takes that. Sometimes it takes banging your head into a wall so many times that you realize, oh my god, I just need to punch through with my skull so I don't have to keep ramming my head into it. You know? But I can't push you like that, because if it doesn't come from you, it's not gonna be valuable, because I too am trying to teach you a lesson. Just like that school, which is making you study, I am trying to teach you a lesson about being a better person. Well, not necessarily a better person, you're the best person you can be. But better in the sense that, like, you grow. Because that's, I think, the bigger lesson of life is just growing and every day being a little better than you were yesterday. We all are growing every day. I try to do stuff every day to grow as well. I guess this is a long way of saying, I think you should go back and study, baby. Okay? I know. I believe in you. I do. I really do. Go back in there, open up that book. Memorize just annoying facts that you'll hate and probably forget the second after the test is over. But you gotta do it. Okay? I love you too. I'm proud of you. I know it's not easy. If you pass this test. Okay, we're not gonna go that far, but something along those lines, yeah. Alright? A little bit of incentive. Good girl now. Run along.